After surviving his suicide attempt from jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge, Kevin Hines says that education of mental illness isn't getting the attention it deserves. He hopes to use his voice and story to show others that suicide is not the answer to life's pain.
This is a civil rights issue of our time. The marginalization of those suffering from their brain who just want to survive. We're putting them in prison. We're institutionalizing some of them. We're shutting them down. And all they want to do is have their voice be heard, but they don't know how to reach out.
Terry Lynn Johnson is a suicide survivor who got involved with Life of Hope after she found a post on Facebook talking about suicide. She said it immediately caught her attention because people are taught to not talk about suicide.
I never really wanted to die. I had just lost my brother to suicide a couple months prior, so how horrible for my mom. But I was going through such a difficult time, and the pain was so overwhelming for me that all I could think about was it would be so much better if I wasn't here and everything will be okay. You don't think about how really it's going to affect the people who are left behind, which that's a thing that people just don't understand. Whenever you read about a suicide, people are always so quick to say how selfish. They weren't thinking about family members, who they left behind, their children.
15-year-old Taylor Doherty attended the event with some of her Boys and Girls Club friends. Having attempted suicide, she said Hines made an impact on her as she cleaned the leftover mascara she had under her eyes from crying.
Also made me realize and look back to all the times where I've tried to kill myself. And I feel like, honestly, if it wasn't for him right now, I kind of wouldn't be who I am today. He made me feel special and made me look a second path of life and make me look at the better aspects of life and the positive.
Doherty wasn't the only one moved by Hines' speech that night. A few brave individuals thanked Hines when he opened the floor for questions as they suffered with suicide attempts or knew someone who had died from suicide.
That's what a night like this is for, so that everyone in the audience can see that stories can change lives, and everyone in the audience can stand up when they're in 2 feet of water and they're drowning, and ask for help.
From Media Milwaukee, I'm Amanda Water.